Welcome to the Lucid Dreaming Podcast from howtolucid.com, where I share interesting lucid dreaming tutorials, stories, and tips with you guys. If you want to find more, you can actually go to howtolucid.com/podcast, where you'll get exclusive links and discounts, as well as show notes and much more.
So lucid dreaming, as you know, controlling your dreams, being aware of what you're doing, and being able to experience anything. But how can you do it more often? And how can you increase the length of those dreams? How can you actually have longer dreams? This will be a very short video, I promise. It'll be no time wasting in this video. I'll get straight to the point. The first thing is obviously do more of what works. So hopefully you have a dream journal and you're kind of tracking what works and what doesn't. So just look back at that dream journal and go back to all the times when you had a lucid dream in your life and look at the dream journal entry and see, okay, what did I do on that day or that night? And the chances are you'll see a pattern, especially if you've had more than 5 or 10 lucid dreams, you will see a pattern. You might say, oh, it seems like every time I go to bed early, I have a lucid dream. Every time I do this particular technique, I have a lucid dream. Or, you know, whatever the case may be. Do more of what works. So just look back at what you did in the past and do more of that. The second one is also quite obvious. Do that more often. So whatever works, just do that thing more often. If you know that every time you do a wake back to bed, you have a lucid dream, then do more of them. If you know that every time you do a specific reality check, it always seems to show up, then just do more of that reality check. It's self-explanatory, but you'd be surprised how many people, they just kind of miss this. They try and do all these random fancy techniques. And then when you talk to them, as I have, they will basically say, well, yeah, there's this one thing that always works, but you know, I just want to learn these other techniques. And I say, well, okay, just do more of that technique, the one that actually works. The third one is also very simple, but also very powerful. You might want to take notes about this one. And that is just to do something. Okay, it doesn't matter what it is. If you're learning about lucid dreaming, reading books, watching videos, but you're not actually doing anything, then just do something. It doesn't really matter what it is, because anything you do in the direction of lucid dreaming is going to be good. Okay, so when I say do something, I mean do reality checks, try different techniques, write more in your dream journal, try supplements, meditate, you know, all of the actions, the actual physical actions outside of just watching videos and reading about it. Do something. And then after a couple of weeks, see what thing actually, you know, did something for you.
I just wanted to remind you that if you're listening to this podcast, you can actually get a free PDF guide to lucid dreaming, a report showing you 100 things that you can do in a lucid dream, as well as free email lessons, tutorials, and tips. All you need to do is go to howtolucid.com/sign-up, all one word, howtolucid.com/sign-up.
All right, so those things will increase how many lucid dreams you have. And now we want to talk about how to increase the length of those lucid dreams. This is also something that it can be very simple, and you don't need to overcomplicate this. When you become lucid, as soon as you become lucid, ask the dream to make it longer. Just say out loud to the dream, I want this lucid dream to last longer. Keep me in the dream longer. And the dream itself, which again is just your subconscious mind, will respond and do that. It's literally that simple. That's the first step. The second one is you can use things like, in the waking world, meditation, affirmations, guided meditations. So when you're being walked through verbally, like imagine this dream scene, imagine you're walking down the whatever, that will help you. And then also, if you want to look at supplements, things like B6 and also melatonin. Now, with melatonin, I would actually not advise you to take this until you've done everything else. So melatonin is known as the hormone of darkness or the sleep hormone. Basically what it does is it builds up and up during the day until the point where you're so tired that you fall asleep. So think of it like a sleep drug, okay? It builds up slowly over the day until the point where you're so tired you fall asleep, and then it keeps you asleep and it makes it a really stable, deep sleep. The problem is most people don't get enough melatonin, because when you look at lights in the form of blue light like this, obviously it's the daytime, but this would be bad, LEDs, screens, laptop, whatever, the blue light in those screens stops your body producing melatonin, which is not good. So the easiest solution, I've said many times, but is also the most effective one, is just to not look at screens at night, or at least a couple of hours before bed, because you want your body to produce melatonin. Melatonin is pretty much the most powerful thing that's going to keep you asleep for longer. By being asleep for longer and more deeply, you'll have longer lucid dreams. It's that simple. Anyway, I do cover most of this in the Lucid Bootcamp and the Breakthrough course, links down below. But if not, let me know what you think about this in the comments.
Thanks for listening to the Lucid Dreaming podcast from howtolucid.com. There is actually more I would like to offer you. So if you go to howtolucid.com/podcast, you can get exclusive discounts, offers, bonuses, tips, lessons, and videos just for podcast listeners. If you would like to watch or listen to this on another platform, I am on every single social media platform. So just search for How to Lucid. The main place I post is YouTube, where I post pretty much every day.